KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports from last night, let's start with high school baseball as Lane Speaker had the fastball working and struck out 10 batters on the night to lead the Cam Cougars to a 10-0 win over the Bedford Bulldogs in six innings of play. Heading into the sixth, Speaker had faced only three batters over the minimum, and he started the sixth by striking out the first two Bulldogs. He then had one slip away on a hit to Dylan Sweeney on the leg and allowed a hit and a walk to follow to load the bases. Cam head coach Dan Doherty then went to closer Joe Kaufman, who struck out Noah Johnson to finish off the contest. After the game, Speaker said he felt really good about the fastball early.
Especially if they can't catch up to it very well. You know, I kind of challenged them until they could hit it, and there was only a few guys that even got on it, but, I mean, those didn't matter because it was all two outs when they got hits. But besides that, yeah, I was just commanding that as well as I could, and it worked pretty well.
At the plate, the Cougars racked up 10 hits on the night, scoring three in the first to grab the early lead on a two-run double by Ethan Fullman. The Cougars also plated three in the fourth. Kaufman drove in a couple of runs with a double. The Cougars led 9-0 heading into the sixth, and Ethan Fullman got on with a base hit. He'd steal his way to third. A wild pitch during Fullman's at-bat allowed them to come home, and he slid in safely for the game-ending run. The Cougars improved to 24-6 on the season, and they'll host the District 13 final Saturday night against Lennox. We'll have that game here on KJAN, pregame at 6:45. Speaker said the team seems to be hitting a pretty good stride at the right time.
Probably be hitting the ball a little bit better, but we've been getting better at that the past few games, and I think we'll get better each and every day, and especially the guys at the bottom of the order, they're starting to get on base, get hits as well too, so guys at the top of the order can do their thing. But yeah, as a team, I think we're doing pretty good, and everyone's filling in well.
Bedford finished the game with three hits, two of those from Silas Walston, as the Bulldogs end their season at 8-17. In other Class 1A and 2A district play last night, the other District 13 game, Lennox beating Nottoway Valley 4-3. In District 12, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Colonesco 15-5. Also in District 14, St. Albert over Riverside 13-2. Exira EHK 11-1 winners over Sydney. In District 15, Tri-Center beat West Harrison 6-0. Logan Magnolia edging Audubon 4-3. In 2A district play last night, it was ACGC defeating Woodward Granger by a 5-0 final. Underwood beat Shenandoah 6-2. Clarinda over Trainers 6-1. Also in District 16, Kemper Catholic beat Maple Valley 13-3. Panorama 11-0 over OA BCIG. In regular season baseball last night, Greene County defeated Atlantic in a slugfest 13-12, the final. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln beating Harlan 6-2. It was Fort Dodge over Carroll 10-7. Glenwood beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 7-6. Lewis Central 3-2 over Bishop Heelan Catholic. High school regional softball play last night around the state. In Class 1A, Lisbon defeated Highland 8-6. In 2A, Iowa City Regina over Cardinal in 11 innings 5-4. In Class 4A regional finals, Winterset defeated Harlan 10-0. Boone over Sergeant Bluff Luton 12-0. ADM beat Bondurant Farrar 4-3. Carlisle over Fairfield 8-0. North Polk top Dallas Center Grimes 5-2. It was Oskaloosa over Benton 4-3. Western Dubuque over West Delaware 6-3. Also, Class 5A play last night. Fort Dodge beat Sioux City East 16-4. Southeast Polk over Johnston 10-8. Waukee beat West Des Moines Valley 2-1. Ankeny Centennial over Indianola 3-2. Cedar Rapids Kennedy beat Cedar Rapids Jefferson 1-0. Iowa City High over Cedar Rapids Prairie 5-2. Pleasant Valley beat Davenport North 10-0. And Bettendorf 7-2 over Muscatine. And that rounds out the state tournament slate. In Class 2A, tournament pairings include Underwood, the number 6 seed. They'll play Central Springs in a first-round game on Monday. Number 4 seed is Earlham. They'll play North Union also on Monday in first-round action in 2A. We mentioned yesterday Atlantic is the 4 seed in Class 3A. They'll play number 5 seed Anamosa Monday night in a game we'll have for you here on the radio. In Class 4A tournament pairings now, top seed is Winterset. They'll play Oskaloosa in a Tuesday first-rounder. And also in 4A, ADM is the 3 seed. They'll play Clear Creek Amana in another Tuesday first-round game. All that state tournament action in Fort Dodge. Well, the Corner Conference announced its all-conference softball selections for the season yesterday. Among the first team selections are pitchers Carly Milliken of Griswold and Brenna Rosell of Griswold. Catchers are McKenna Wichman of Griswold and Jolie Sheldon of Sydney. Infielders include Haley Pennock of Griswold, McKenna Asklund of Griswold, and Tara Peterson of Stanton. The outfielders Anna Kelly of Griswold, Allie Silvius of Stanton, Lily Crom of Fremont Mills, and utility picks on the first team Brooklyn Adams of Stanton and Malia Moore of Fremont Mills. Second team selections include pitcher Taylor Morgan of Fremont Mills, Addy Meese of Fremont Mills as the catcher, McKenna Lawman of Sydney as a pitcher-catcher. Also infielders include Torrey Kilpatrick of Fremont Mills, Jenna Reynolds of Griswold, Jenna Stevens of Stanton, Sammy York of Essex, and Mia Foster of Sydney. Outfielders include Dakota Reynolds of Griswold, Annika Hayes of Sydney, and Izzy Weldon of Fremont Mills. The utility picks include Marley Johnson of Stanton and Macy Mitchell of Fremont Mills. Rolling Valley Conference also announced its all-conference softball selections yesterday. First team picks include pitchers Macy Emgarten of Exira EHK and Emily McIntosh of West Harrison, the catcher Haley Cook of West Harrison, the infielders Shea Burmeister of Exira EHK, Miranda Garcia of Coon Rapids Bayard, Mallory Benkin of CAM, and Jordan Buttrick of Woodbine. The outfielders Grace Moores of Woodbine, Elisa Partridge of Exira EHK, and Jamie Hausman of Arweva. Utility players Charlie Pryor of Woodbine and Hallie Murray of Whiting. Second team selections include pitchers Jaden Smith of Arweva and Helen Riker of CAM. Hannah Krause of Arweva, the catcher. The infielders, Molly Rasmussen of Exira EHK, Haley Reif of West Harrison, Sarah Shirky of Arweva, Emma Hart of Coon Rapids Bayard. The outfielders, Emma Fulman of CAM, Cassidy Baker of Coon Rapids Bayard, and Kylie Peterson of Boyer Valley. The utility picks, Lexi Miller of Boyer Valley and Vanessa Kohler of Glidden Ralston on that all-Rolling Valley Conference squad. That's Check of Sports here this morning. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.